Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Lock and Fora, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider at 9 o'clock to talk about, well, an issue he brought up on Twitter just a couple days ago, positing that Dan Snyder of the Washington Redskins may be very, very interested in Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin come this offseason now that he's fired Jay Gruden. And after a bunch of questions about injuries and backup quarterbacks and everything else, the hard news guy came in, Sheldon Ingram of Channel 4, asking Mike Tomlin at the very end of his press conference yesterday on the South Side.
How surprised were you to hear that you were mentioned as a preferred candidate to be the next head coach of the Washington Redskins?
I'm not worried about that, to be quite honest with you. You were the first person to mention it to me in a public setting. So,
what was your reaction in a private setting?
About the same I'm giving you. You know, guys, I'm the head coach of a 1-4 football team that's going on the road to play a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback with my third quarterback. You think I'm worried about anything this week other than that?
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. So it went almost as closely as we could possibly get to predicting it. A hard news guy came in, asked a tough question at the end, and Mike Tomlin said, I'm focused on this team right now and this game in front of me. Is that good enough for people? I saw Pony amongst other people yesterday
afternoon. Pony's out of his mind.
Saying,
Pony's
well,
trying to make a story out of
well,
this.
He didn't say how much he loved the Steelers. He just said he's focused on this week's
game. No, I'm
going
to read you exactly what Pony said. Tomlin didn't crush the Redskins rumor, didn't protest his love for working for the Steelers, how much the organization means to him, didn't no comment or give his I don't deal in hypotheticals response. Maybe he's got one foot out the door, just saying. Or maybe he's just focused on Sunday night's game, like
right.
He said. This is the thing in sports, and this is what we do. And we're sometimes guilty of it, I guess, because we are in the controversy business in sports talk radio. But we seldom now take statements whenever there's been an action beforehand at just face value.
Right.
We've always got to take them and try to find out or try to make into what could potentially be some sort of conspiracy theory behind them, what more could be made out of them, what's the real meaning of them. A sandwich just can't be a sandwich in sports talk radio anymore. You can't just say, hey, I'm focused on my team, and walk away from it and everybody be satisfied and go, okay, he's just focused on his team. Like, for me, when I heard that,
that was exactly what he needed to say, as far as I was concerned.
Right. Like, hey, Sheldon, like, I understand you got asked a question. I understand I got to answer it. But in all honesty, we got a game Sunday.
Right.
I'm playing with a dude that was cutting his mom's grass 2 weeks ago.
We stink right now.
Right. Yeah. And I'm just worried about Sunday night to stay alive.
Yeah.
To stay alive in the AFC North. Jim has a wry smile.
Well, because I have, it was the way he said thank you. Is that he was sitting on that answer, and he was waiting for somebody to ask that question because he had that answer all worked up. Because, you know, we heard Bert Lawton in the background, or, you know, anything else.
Bert was not having it.
No, but he you don't think that, you know, Tomlin gets together and Bert briefs him on, hey, you know, this Redskins thing is going to come up. Tomlin had an answer already.
I saw Sheldon's ass walk in. I know. Yeah. I got the big eyes ready.
That's another thing, too, is that, you know, you see, and Sheldon actually came at him initially on the cart, on the malfunctioned cart.
He's there for the hard news issues.
Yeah, so
and can we do away with these Dan Snyder's jet was in Pittsburgh yesterday stuff that is on Reddit?
Said that?
Well, there's a picture of Dan Snyder's jet at an airport. It doesn't identify it's Pittsburgh's airport. Dan Snyder's jet is blocked from FlightAware. You can't track it. You can have your airplane blocked, the tail number. I would be very interested to see, and it's just a picture of the Redskins jet at an airfield somewhere. But before, and there are people, of course, like I was out at Nutgrater Pit, but I drove past the ghetto.
Wait, hold on a minute. What's the place called? FBO. I was at FBO and I saw it. I still want to see all the attendees at Bill Bidwell's funeral before I believe that jet was actually in Pittsburgh. You know, again, you can't track that jet. I went on FlightAware and typed in the tail number to see where it was, and it says, by request of the owner, this jet can't be tracked. Whatever. They do that every once in a while. You know, there's a big uproar about UPMC's jet being unable to be tracked. So I went and typed it in, and it said that. But you can't tell. It's just a big airfield with that, and it has the Redskins helmet on it, and the owner is Dan Snyder. Like that, it does give you that information. But it's... You can't tell if it's Pittsburgh or not, and I honestly think that he probably went to Bill Bidwell's funeral.
Okay, but let's just go with the nonsense then, okay? Let's say Dan Snyder flew to Pittsburgh on some whim to go try and rip Mike Tomlin away from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike Tomlin still doesn't want to go to Washington, and the Steelers still don't want to get rid of Mike Tomlin. It takes three in this instance to tango, and it's not happening.
At least at this point he doesn't. At least when Sheldon Ingram asked him that question, I don't think he does. A lot would have to still go wrong, and Ben Roethlisberger, I think, would be paramount in that, and that he's not coming back or that he's really hurt.
It's way too early in this process, if there is, in fact, a process, for to be worried about Daniel Snyder's plane. Plus, if you were Daniel Snyder and you were coming into Pittsburgh on the QT, wouldn't you fly into, like, Butler? Or the Rock Airport.
And not necessarily in a plane with a Redskins helmet on it.
It's just nonsense. It's total nonsense.
Well, it was like Oliver Luck told me one time when he was the athletic director at West Virginia. He said, if I really want to do something covert, I pull a hat down and put sunglasses on and fly regular aircraft. He said, I fly on Southwest or something and just hope that someone doesn't recognize me because they don't track just regular planes. As opposed to flying a charter plane. And it's a pretty interesting thought. You know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah.
The next guy I see, some guy with a funny hat and sunglasses at the airport, I'll think it's all
one of those,
luck.
Maybe it's Dan Snyder with one of those mustache sort of glasses, fake glasses.
Yeah. Fake nose. I don't know. What was
Have you seen Mike Tomlin anywhere?
See him walking around Squirrel Hill.
With a big fake plastic cigar.
Yes.
Hey, where's that Mike Tomlin? Robber Baron.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.